I think the goal of the attack is to, how should I put it, to try and neutralize the Iranian capabilities to complete their process of build up of a nuclear military capability against Israel. The cabinet, led by the Prime Minister, reached the conclusion that the moment had arrived when it was no longer useful to continue the negotiations on somehow reaching an understanding with the Iranians. In a situation like this, rather than to let this deteriorate even further, the Prime Minister and the Cabinet, the Minister of Defense, took the authority to launch an attack against the Iranian nuclear capabilities in an effort to neutralize them.
But the targets of this attack, which Israel calls a preemptive one, one of the things was that it didn't target the Fordo facility, which is such an essential and central point in Iran's nuclear capability, but rather many, let's say, civilian targets in the capital, targeting high-ranking Iranian commanders. How is that to understand? If it is to...
That's true. And I think I'm not privy to the discussions, obviously, which took place on determining what would be the targets to be dealt with and which targets would be left alone for a moment. But at the moment... It is difficult to make an assessment as to how far this has gone and whether this is the beginning of a much larger confrontation which might develop now in the days and weeks to come, or it is a limited attack, although quite a large one, in which there were about 200 aircraft participated. This is not a small attack. It's not a small target which was chosen as in the past once or twice. This time the targets chosen were a larger number, also including, of course, leadership figures, but also including facilities or dealing with their nuclear capabilities. I don't have any reasoning why they didn't deal with Fordo. I don't know, and I'm not in a position to know about this, but I think that probably Iranians will have to, after the counterattack, decide, make a decision whether they want to continue with this development that could have disastrous consequences for them.
From an Israeli perspective, to leave such a facility intact, wouldn't it be one reason for Iran to pursue finally a nuclear weapon, what has been the goal of the international community from day one, to limit this nuclear program rather, and now it might be the talk of building a bomb is already happening in Iran since this morning.
These efforts are not efforts which can be assessed by 1 or 2 days of activity of one kind or another. And possibly the message is that if the Iranians get the message and they're willing to negotiate a serious understanding, then it is still a possibility, or it means to say that they will respond in the days to come in further counterattacks, which could lead to a serious escalation. One has to take it into account. I assume that the government in Israel took it into account.
And do you think this taking into account included full support from President Trump in D.C. for what Israel has done and will pursue?
Yes, I think that this is something which is clear. And I think that the Iranians have to decide how far they can go further. After all, they don't have all those many allies at their side. Even the Russians have not been forthcoming over the last few years when Israel attacked some of the defensive equipment which they had about a year ago, I think it was. And they more or less swallowed the bitter pill. But I think that they have to take into account the fact that they will not have big power support for what they would continue to do now if they did. I don't think that President Putin is interested in this moment in also becoming involved in this in any way. I don't think the Chinese would want to be involved in this way. And therefore, they would have to assess what the position is of those partners of theirs and to see whether it's in their interest to go ahead further and to try and counterattack in a more serious manner. Of course, this would meet the necessity of Israel to protect the population, protect key areas in Israel, and it could last for quite some time. We have to say, in the days to come, how far they want to go now in their reaction. That is the question.
It's also
a question of the internal discussions in Tehran. Not everybody has the same idea as the Supreme Leader, and many probably might think that the policy of the Supreme Leader led Iran into a much more precarious position than it was before.
When I look at the reactions to what has happened in the capital, in Tehran, since this morning, those who have problems and those who have very serious issues with the Islamic Republic right now is very much criticizing also Israel for the attack, which included residential areas. Do you think this can have an impact on the result that Israel was aiming for in this attack?
Look, I'm no longer, for quite some years now, I've been out of the group of people who used to be involved in discussions and decision making. And I don't want to pretend to be somebody who has the capability of giving you the number one assessment of Israel on these matters that you're raising. That's not the case. I'm seeing this as a citizen who in the past was involved in many of the areas that are close to this particular subject, but I'm no longer involved in that. But what I will say is this: I think that although Iran is a country of 100 million people, and Israel is just a small group of just 10 million people in the state of Israel, and the area of Israel as compared to the area of Iran, and the shall we say the variety. variety of relationships that Iran has inside the Gulf and elsewhere is something very, very serious and very, very valuable to the Iranians. And I think the Iranians will probably also be influenced by the countries in the Gulf who would not wish this more or less to involve them as well in what is going on. And this would probably be something that they would most likely keep away from.